Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by incorporating the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives and understanding those 99 names and the characteristics in terms of how we can better improve our relationship with spouse and children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Majid, which means the magnificent or the most praiseworthy. Now, oftentimes, as we traverse through life, we see communities, families, societies, schools focusing quite a bit on the idea of allowing someone to feel praiseworthy, and sometimes showering praise in a way, whether it's upon children or upon other individuals, in a way that can actually be unhealthy. When we think of that beautiful characteristic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that magnificence, that essence of being praiseworthy, we understand that the praiseworthiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes from that love for Him, comes from that connection with Him. Yet many times today, we'll see that a child who may not listen to the teacher or may speak back or may act in a way that is not really in accordance with adab, with etiquette and character and manners, that child may be praised as someone who is speaking his voice. That child may be praised as magnificent for being able to find his voice. And yet in reality, that praise is not being endowed in a way that is helpful to the child. We see this type of false praise also occurring among colleagues, among co-workers, among employees as they're speaking to a boss possibly. And we see it among spouses as well, where sometimes the praise is given in a way that actually increases arrogance rather than in a way that is intended to soften hearts and to connect people, whether it's spouse to spouse or parent to child. So we know that we are constantly reminded that not one of us will enter Jannah if we have the weight of a mustard seed of arrogance in our hearts. And yet, where does that arrogance come from? It can sometimes come from not only seeking the praise of others, but from being heaped with praise that is sometimes false praise that can lead us to believe that we are assumed to be better than what we really may be simply because of those who surround us. So in raising our families, in raising our children, we do want to be aware of the pitfalls of false praise. That doesn't mean that we should not praise our children. That doesn't mean that we should not praise our spouses. But it means that we need that awareness. We need that ability of connecting in a way that is not filled with falsehoods, not filled with false praise, but in a way that is positive and beneficial, yet while maintaining humbleness and avoiding arrogance. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.